Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I certainly wish that we could have Jill Schlesinger on for about the next 2 hours because there's so much to talk about between Trump firing America's economic data collector to new tariffs going into effect on Thursday to the jobs report. But we have to be pretty brief with her. First of all, good morning, Jill.
I'm ready to be here for 2 hours. I'll blow out the next 16 hits. Let's
please go. Do. I mean, we're more important than them, Jill. You know that. Let's
That's right.
Yeah, let's
I agree.
Talk.
I agree. I'm with you.
So what I want to start with, Jill, is your latest blog, and you can find it on jillonmoney.com, and it's fascinating, especially because of everything happening right now, the bad job numbers that came out last week. And the title of the blog is What to Do If You Lose Your Job. So I want to start there, Jill, and kind of ask you, what are the first couple things somebody should focus on if they suddenly lose their job?
Now, candidly, I want to tell you something very interesting. I had the title for this blog post before the jobs number came out. Now, I did this just as a wink, wink. I hope that no one calls my bosses at Paramount because I knew that our deal for Paramount being sold as a company, the parent of CBS, was going to close this week. So all my friends at work have been coming up to me like, what happens if I lose my job? I said, don't worry, I'm going to write a blog post about it. So wink, wink, it's for all of my friends at work and maybe me and for maybe you if you're unlucky, because the labor market has been very strange. The jobs report that came out on Friday showed that we had these major downward revisions. We'll get to that in a second with the firing. But, you know, what I really want everyone to understand is this is just the worst feeling in the world. It's very, you know, even if you hate your job, it's still, you feel like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened to me. It's like being broken up with someone who you hate your person you're dating. And you're like, oh, you broke up with me. I wanted to break up with you. That's how we all feel about work also. So the first thing that we want to really tackle are like the tasks at hand. You have to figure out your health insurance. You've got to file for unemployment benefits. And unemployment benefits are different by each state. In the state of Connecticut, you would just go online. Basically, usually you have to have some waiting period. You have to be ready, willing, and able to work. If you're eligible, your first payment usually comes in a few weeks. The healthcare is a big deal because often if you got your healthcare through work, you can do something called COBRA. You can buy your insurance from work for 18 months, but you have to pay for it all yourself, and it's expensive. So you may want to check out the Affordable Care Act. They have special enrollment periods. Those are your two big tasks after you like sit on your pity pot for a little bit. You're allowed to like sulk. It's okay.
Well, hopefully, Jill, your aforementioned comment about potentially being fired, that does not come to fruition. But just in case it does, you're always welcome here, and we'll talk to you next Monday at 6:20. but no, I do have a question for you, and you bring this up in your piece, which is the risks of cashing out your retirement accounts, because I think that's people's inclination is, I have this money sitting there, you know, maybe I'm 50, maybe I'm 45, you know, I'm not going to need that money for a bit. Why is that so risky?
Well, I mean, listen, first of all, it takes a long time to accumulate any retirement savings. And, you know, I just think that when you cash out, what usually will happen is, you know, even if it's a hardship, if you're taking the money out of a plan, you have to pay tax on it, okay? If it's a hardship while you're still working, then you can waive that 10% early withdrawal penalty if you're under the age of 59 and a half. But what's usually happening is about a third of people who leave their jobs cash out. They have to essentially pay the tax that's due, the 10% penalty because they're under 59 and a half, and they just light some money on fire. You know, a $50,000 balance basically is $35,000 after Uncle Sam takes the cut and also gets that 10% early withdrawal penalty. And, you know, the giant investment firm Vanguard put a report out that, again, one third of people who leave jobs every year are liquidating those accounts. So, listen, if you have a terrible, terrible choice that you're facing, like you cannot feed your family, you must have this money, fine. But if you're like, you know what, this is a great opportunity to go on that trek through wherever, fill in the blank, I'd love that $3,000, don't do that.
All right, great advice, and I urge everybody, go to JillOnMoney.com and read that blog. But Jill, we have some other topical issues I want to cover with you. The first is, help me make sense of this. The stock futures are jumping this morning after, you know, Friday's sell-off. It was a terrible day on Friday on the markets. You have the bad post-jobs report. Make sense of this for me.
Okay, so first of all, there was selling before Friday, okay? So last week's selling was, in my mind, I'm an old trader, so that's my first job on Wall Street. The last week's selling felt a lot like profit-taking before the jobs report to me, meaning that all these indexes are up very close to all-time highs. So on Friday, you get this weird jobs report. Then all of a sudden, you're like, oh my God, Trump's firing the person who's head of the statistics? No, that's crazy. We don't like that. This morning, you wake up and you're an investor and you say, well, you know what's going on really in the economy? It's that the economy is slowing down. We did not lose jobs. We're having revisions that show that, you know, we're slowing down, but the economy is still growing. Maybe the Fed is now going to lower interest rates in September by a quarter of a percentage point. Wouldn't that be nice? And gee, these big companies are making money. So yeah, the tariff uncertainty was big, and we didn't really think tariffs were going to settle at 10%. It's more like 15%.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
But especially these big tech companies, they are printing money. And so it is a disassociation from the economy. Because when you're looking at stocks and what's going to happen, you say, what is the company likely to do? Are they making money or not? If they are making money, then that is good for the future. If they are slowing down and their earnings don't look so good, not so good. So, yeah, no, I don't think that you're going to be, you want to buy like a consumer staple kind of investment. Like there are going to be some companies that are really hit hard by tariffs. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking at tech companies or you're looking at Wall Street banks, they are not slowing down because of tariffs. They just aren't. So I think that's the weekend analysis is like, maybe things are not so bad.
That's a great analysis. And I think you hit the nail on the head. These companies are still printing money, especially the tech companies, the AI companies. Yeah. But as the New York Times pointed out this weekend, the tariffs are finally trickling down and hitting consumers. And I think that is where there's the big disconnect between what you and I are feeling at Walmart or the grocery store or whatever, and what these big tech companies are feeling.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Last week I put a post up about the burrito barometer saying that like, wow, Chipotle earnings weren't so great. Are we pulling back on this? And I posted this on Substack. And you know what people wrote in? And they just said that like, unbelievably, like everything seems to be an actual extra cost that I never thought was going to be this much, you know? So it's almost like electricity, the water bill, you know, the burrito, maybe I used to do it like so what guy wrote in. I used to go every week. Maybe I go twice a month. I inflation has really started to hit people. One guy just wrote in and said to me, like, forget about my cable bill, which used to be huge. Now I have all these streaming services. I'm cutting everything back. So I think that we are going to start to see people cutting back when they realize, especially if the job market is shaky, you're going to say, hey, you know what? All that extra spending I did after COVID and the reopening, back. We're pulling back. And that is the messaging that I'm getting from not everybody, because if you're rich, you've made a lot of money in the market. But, you know, if you're in the bottom half of this economy, and I say half because I really think that's really where it comes down to, like the half up, or maybe even like the bottom 60%. If you don't have a job where you're making more money or have stocks, you're not feeling comfortable.
All right, Jill. Jill is one of the best out there. You can follow her, JillOnMoney.com. Jill, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I'll be back for the next 2 hours.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.